Kane and Bucks. Can't stop addicted to the show. A sports update with Tom Morris. Get the best deal possible on your home mortgage that could save you thousands. Visit checkyourrate.com.au.
I thought we were on the right track, so I'm not going to lie to you. I thought we were on the right track, and one of the key messages when I took over was a little bit around stability, and I hear them talking about those words now, and I wish they had been talking about it when they were giving me the butt. I would have loved to have stayed, but...
Tom, that was a discussion you had with former Carlton coach David Teague on SEN Sunday Crunch Time yesterday.
Yes, it was. He's talking about stability at Carlton and how he would have liked maybe a little bit more support when he was there, but it is... unstable behind the scenes at the Blues at the moment. As I reported earlier, Craig Matheson, who is on the board and has been since 2012, I expect to resign early this week. He was going to resign anyway at the end of next year because his term would have been up, but I understand that that will be brought forward by a year by his own doing, which will create a vacancy and some more questions at that board level, which is only, I guess, adds to the Blues' woes at the moment.
Mm. What's so the latest? Is that just about, like, I don't want any part in... in what's going on? Is that?
I don't know. I'd be lying if I was to tell you the exact reasons, but it doesn't look good, does it? It doesn't bode well.
What's the latest at the MRO?
The MRO. So Dane Zorko was the big one yesterday, who tackled Luke Pedler high, and Luke Pedler kicked the goal, and then the Fox cameras caught him touching the face of the Adelaide player. I think he's facing a suspension here for unnecessary or unreasonable contact to the eye region. Now, I'm not going to call it eye gouging because we don't know whether the fingers and the hands touch the eyes, but even if he did just touch the face in an unnecessary way, that is a one-week ban because that will be intentional, high contact and low impact. And the precedent here is Toby Green in the 2019 finals series on Lachie Neale was the player. So I expect that to come back later today via the MRO.
One week.
Yeah. Is that enough?
I think that's fair. Yeah. I think the way you've described it, I wouldn't call it eye gouging,
no.
But it was like, what are your hands doing there?
Mm.
Is just the question, and you probably pay the price for that if there's any confusion over what he was trying to do.
Well, you ended up patting him on the chest after that. He's going like, this is my hands doing stuff.
He tried to mask it. He tried to mask it with a pat on the chest after and almost like helped him up, but yeah, he can cop a week for that.
I mean, he did it when they were facing the camera, so it couldn't have been a more perfect view for the broadcaster. In other MRO news from the weekend, James Sicily has been offered a week for his high bump on Anthony Caminiti.
Is that fair?
Fair.
Yep. You think so?
Yeah.
Glancing blow.
Yeah, he had a choice.
He had a choice. Jago O'Meara, Adam Chera, and Luke Parker can all accept one-week bans
for
dangerous tackles.
Is that fair?
I don't like O'Meara's.
Why is that?
That's crap. That shouldn't have even been a free kick.
But his arm was pinned and his head hit the ground.
Oh, his head touched the ground.
Yes, it did.
Hit the ground.
It made contact with the ground.
Don't get me started.
I think we've gone too far. We've gone too far with the sling tackle.
Can we talk about some trade stuff?
We went too far a long time ago. Yes, let's talk about some trade stuff.
Okay, so I think it's time we had the Dustin Martin conversation. Who's out of contract at the end of 2024. He'll be a free agent then. There was enough chatter last week around Clubland for me to put this on the agenda this morning.
Right.
So this is what we know. This is what we know for sure. Gold Coast asked the question last year. It didn't go anywhere, but Gold Coast asked the question. His salary next year, as I understand it, is about $1.2 million for 2024. His success is indelibly linked to Damien Hardwick, who won't be there, and Trent Cotchin, who probably won't be there either at Punt Road. Stuart Dew is not safe at the Suns. That's true. He might keep his job, but he's not 100% safe. And the Gold Coast salary cap is not as precariously placed as it was 12 months ago, partly because Jack Bowes was traded out to Geelong. So I'm not saying they've got a lot of space, but they're not in as bad a position as they were 12 months ago. And this is what we know about Dusty, based on the people I speak to that know him far better than I do, clearly. The attraction of living in Sydney and the Gold Coast, or Gold Coast, is real at some stage down the track, whether it's soon or after he retires. The Tigers will look somehow to get back into the first round of the draft. At the moment, their first pick is pick 23. And Gold Coast, which has built a pretty good list, are likely to ask the question again. The view from one list manager I spoke to a couple of days ago is that the Suns could look to give up a top 10 pick for Dusty, which he's probably not quite worth anymore, but Richmond would pay a large chunk of his salary next year. My question to you both is, can you see a world in which Dustin Martin is not at Richmond Football Club in 2024?
Yes, But it's his call. I don't think it's Richmond's call.
Agree completely with that.
If he goes to the club and says, this is what I want to do, I think, you know, like Damien Hardwick and their ability to let him stand down, with what he has contributed to the club, he's going to be a legend in the Hall of Fame. He goes with their blessing. And then you work out for Richmond, okay, how do we make the best of this situation? Because they have traded all their picks. It would free up a big portion of their salary cap, even if they paid some of Dustin Martin's wage. And, you know, he's not at his absolute best. He's been really good and really solid. And for the first three quarters yesterday, I thought, wow, he's the one that is going to win this the game. But then you don't see him in the last quarter.
But we fall in love with players at their best, and he's been a champion of the game. So one thing I would suggest with that is, once a stalwart like Damien Hardwick decides to step out, then everything's up for grabs. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that the leading comment from David Teague at a presser about his experiences at Carlton, he wouldn't be making that comment if Damien Hardwick was still there.
It opens everything up, doesn't it?
It does. It's a can of worms. So, you know, Martin, Riewoldt, Cochin, you know, keep going. Like Taranto, Hopper, all of these things now, that what it was, it's not what it's going to be, because there's going to be a shift in perspective and a change in philosophy or direction. So Dustin Martin could well end up wherever he wants to end up.
It does amuse me, though, they're trying to get back into the first round of the draft.
Well, that's what other clubs expect them to do. I assume they're having conversations with the Tigers.
Which is bizarre, like, because you've just traded all your picks away and pick four currently to GWS.
I think part of it depends on
how quickly your strategy changes.
No, which coach comes in. Maybe this was part of the strategy.
What, to send your greatest ever player to another club?
No, it was to get Taranto and Hopper, and then we'll just work our way. We'll work out how we're going to get back into the next year's draft in 12 months' time. We've got that much time to do that.
Yeah, well, if Martin goes, I mean, how many games do Richmond win next year? Well, yeah. They had four players under the age of 24 yesterday. Port Adelaide had 10.
Yeah.
That says all you need to know about where Richmond's direction is, and it's going one way and it's down rapidly.
I do agree with you that Dustin Martin has to start the conversation himself, or a club has to come to Dustin Martin. The Tigers aren't going to start that conversation. Kane, on the Round So Far and Sunday Footy Show over the weekend, you discussed Sean Darcy, who becomes a free agent at the end of next year. For those who missed it, your view on his position at Fremantle?
Well, I just think it's, and I said this before the trade, so what does the trade for Luke Jackson mean for Sean Darcy?
Yeah.
It means that he would feel threatened, I think. And despite his form being really good, Luke Jackson is a ruckman.
Yeah.
And we saw that on the weekend, and his best football is a ruckman. They've committed to him. That's the future. What does it mean for Darcy? Could Fremantle look to trade him for a first-round pick and inject some more talent through the midfield?
Well, I can tell you this morning that not only will Fremantle not trade him this year, but they are trying to extend him beyond next year. So they see him as part of their future beyond his free agency year in 2024.
What does he think?
That's a good question. I don't know. But if they're trying to extend him, they don't want to trade him anytime soon.
Mm. Well, I think there's an opportunity to at least look at that. I think they'd be negligent if they didn't do that and look at what offers are out there for him at the end of this year.
I want to ask you both about Jack Billings, who's played four games in the VFL this year, picked three in 2013, and he's contracted to the end of 2025. The view from clubs, other clubs, is that he is extremely gettable. If you offer St Kilda a good deal, he'll be keen for senior opportunities and the Saints will allow him to move on. What sort of club could suit Jack Billings? He's sort of a cream on top, classy sort of player, isn't he?
Ross spoke about him in his media conference after the game and he was a bit blasé.
He was short.
Yeah, he was a bit blasé about it. Like, you know, he's played three games back in the VFL. He's a centre forward player. He's not a midfielder. There's small forwards that are performing better than him at the moment. It could be a win-win for club and player if there's an opportunity there for him to seek extra opportunities.
Russell also said that this is an exploration year. You know, I've come in, I'm trying to coach, I'm setting up a high-trust environment, blah, blah, blah. I'm also finding out about everyone. And so Jack Billings would be part of that. So just as the same as a stalwart in Hardwick can move out and it's going to shift things around in Richmond, when you bring in someone like Ross Lyon, who's been tasked with taking the club from, you know, a competitive group that looks like it makes more than it, you know, the most of its elements, to someone that's going to be top four and contending for a long period, well, then there's going to be changes, and it's going to be, you know, the position on players will shift, and Billings might well be one of those. He hasn't been a consistent AFL player. Mm. He's shown some signs, and he's played some high level football. He was well touted coming into the Caper, but he's yet to find that consistency either with his body or in his form to warrant a long term contract at high money. And maybe that's a decision that the Saints need to look at.
Injuries?
Yeah, injuries. Still side bottom. Subbed off in his 300th game with an MCL. Rotten news for him. If it's a bad one, he could miss as many as 10 weeks. If Max Gawn missed, I think, 4 or 5 weeks with his. Either way, he'll miss some footy. Bucks, this was no good, was it?
No, it was disappointing for him. And you can just see how tough the bloke is. It happens and he goes to run away and then his leg actually
collapses.
Buckles. So he's a tough... tough guy, but he'll be back real quick.
Paddy Dangerfield's hopeful he'll be back for Saturday against the Western Bulldogs. It will depend how he trains this week. His teammate, Asava Radaglia, will miss weeks with a hamstring, as will Sean Darcy, who we mentioned before. Big blows for Geelong and Freo. And Carlton, well, they could have 5 changes for Friday night's game against Melbourne. George Hewitt concussed. Nick Newman strained his hamstring. Holland hurt his shoulder. Paddy Cripps' ankle will be known this week too, the severity of that, and also Adam Chera's suspension. So that could be 5 changes for the Blues. Plenty going on at Icon Park.
Carnage. Again. Big story and again Bucks. This week, as it seems to be each and every week. Tom, outstanding. We'll speak to you during the week and also this time next week.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Morris for Check Your Rate. For the best mortgage deal, visit checkyourrate.com.au.